met up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
You know how often at work you have those chats with your workmates, like, what would you do if you won lotto? And then you think, okay, let's all put in and buy a lotto ticket. And then, like, you never win, you know, it doesn't happen. Well, it's happened, guys, for 5 workmates here in Shep. They had a syndicate. They put in $10 every week and they've just won themselves $1 million over the weekend. I mean, part of me wants to go to all ends of the earth to track them down and ask them for some money, but then I feel like that's not appropriate. I wouldn't want someone to do that to me, I guess, if I won lotto. So I've gone for the next best thing, which is the owner of Shepherd and Plaza Lotto who sold the winning ticket, Kathy. She joins me now. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Ali. Oh, how are you going?
I'm well, thanks. How excited are you?
Oh, very excited. It is great. Wonderful to see the local winners.
Yes, wonderful. For sure. Because we, like, I look at the lotto results often. You know, you see in the paper, like, oh, a New South Wales man won 40 mil and, like, someone from Western Australia won. It's like, I don't care about them. I want to know who's winning locally. So it's so good to finally get one over the line.
That's exactly right.
But this isn't the first winning ticket you guys have sold?
No. This is our seventh.
Seventh, as in seventh, yeah. Division One?
Yep, seventh Division One. The last one was December, just before Christmas last year, was one of our syndicates, 10 people. So that was great.
How much did they win?
They won about 56,000 each. It was just over half a million they won. So that was great.
Oh, my goodness.
It was excellent. Yeah, I know. That was great. Great timing for Christmas, huh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Do you get a call from the people at TATS to say someone from your news agents has won?
We did. We got a message from our rep on Saturday night. It was about 10:30 to say that we'd sold the winning ticket, which was so exciting. And then you're thinking, was it us? Could have been us.
Yeah, true.
But no, it was great. It really was. It was so lovely to see locals.
Yeah.
Most of our first division winners have all been locals, which has been fantastic.
Yeah. So do you kind of try and figure out who it is and, you know, like, or could it be Bob from down the road or could it be Charlie or, you know?
It's been lovely because all of our first division winners have come in and said who they are because we don't know who they are.
Yeah,
and
of course.
TATS doesn't tell us. We don't get to know that. So, but it's lovely and it's lovely to meet them and they've all been so deserving.
Oh, that's so good. I always think, like, I feel like as the person who sold them the ticket, you should get a cut of it. Do you feel the same?
You know what? It's just great to see people get this. You know, it's just lovely to see the smile on their faces and that's all you want, really.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, you're really a better person than me, Kathy. I'd be like, congratulations. And also, I need a new car, so just $10,000. That'll do me.
Yeah. Well, you'll need to purchase a ticket tomorrow night Thursday night, sorry. 20 million Thursday night.
Oh, yeah. So, do you know what? 20 million would do, I reckon. I reckon I could figure out how to spend it.
I'd have it spent already, I reckon.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Your news agent sounds like the best place to be, so I'll be heading to Shepherd and Plaza Lotto. And if you don't give me 20 mil, I'll think you like these other 5 workmates more than me, Kathy.
Yeah. Lovely.
All right. To talk to you, Ellie. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. And if you are one of the 5 winners and you want to gloat, I mean, I get you want your privacy, whatever. But if you want to gloat, feel free to get in touch anytime and get those Powerball tickets. Why not?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.